worship. But Steve, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Well, Rich, we're going over to you now.
Enjoy today. Coming from the bag. Now take your time with this.
We can only see you, Rich, at the moment.
Oh, okay. I'll cancel my spotlight. How's everyone doing? There we go.
Brilliant.
So there we go. So Lucas, fantastic. So we can see you there. That's terrific. Lucas, you know, we want to bless you and we want to say thank you to you this morning, because I think you have been super brave and really confident to take on spotlighting for us. And you've done it twice for us now, haven't you? And it means getting up early in the morning, and it means taking responsibility for the meeting, checking when things go wrong and making sure we all see the right people. So thank you very much, and God bless you with that gift. Now, would you like to just keep that gift wrapped and just know that we have blessed you with that gift? Or do you think it would be more exciting to unwrap it and see what's inside the gift?
I don't know.
You do know.
You'd like to unwrap it? Why don't you unwrap it? Because I think a gift is really enjoyed if you can see what's inside there and see whether you like it. How about that? So would you like to unwrap it for us? That's terrific. Oh, Anya's very interested. Ah, lovely bag of Haribo Star Mix. Now, that's terrific. Now, I think the best way to enjoy Haribo Star Mix is to put it on the shelf and look at it for the next year. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Do we like to look at our Star Mix? No? Oh, what do you like to do with Star Mix? What's the best way to enjoy Star Mix?
Showing it.
Eat it. That's right, Anya. Lucas, would you like to open your Star Mix and maybe you can enjoy some Star Mix and share them with your family? You can go ahead and do that. And I want to say, on behalf of everyone in the church, thank you very much for doing spotlighting for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for giving your time and contributing in that way. God bless you. So thank you. Thanks, Matt. We can head over back to myself now. Looks like Matt's doing spotlighting for us. Maybe we'll send him a bag of Haribo after this as well, because it's been a bit of a challenge. So what I want to share with us this morning is that we are exploring things about shalom, but shalom is a gift to us that we participate in and we receive. Chris talked us through this verse last week, didn't he? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And I've emphasized those words there to highlight what I want to get at this morning. The experience of shalom is something that we participate in and actively receive, like someone receiving a present that they want to open and enjoy. That gift was given to Lucas, not just that he could have it on his shelf and look at and admire and go, isn't it nice that the church appreciate me? It was given to him so that he could enjoy it, taste it, receive it, and share it to bless others. So over the last few weeks, we have learned some really important things about shalom. We have learned that it is expressed and nurtured in relationship with God and others. And you can look back on Laura's talk to hear more about that. We have learned that our shalom is our past, present, and future. And you can look back on Cheryl's talk to hear about that. And then we heard from Chris that shalom is brought by Jesus to every element of creation, like a stone being dropped in a pond with the ripple effect that is spread out afterwards. Jesus' impact affects like a ripple through a pond every aspect of creation. And so it affects our relationships and our identity and everything we live and breathe and experience in all of creation. Now, I think it's really important to know that what we were understanding about those things is that they are not, like that gift to Lucas, items of education to store on our mental and spiritual bookshelves. They are truths that redirect and transform every area of our lives. I shared this a month ago when I first launched the series and said, living healthily and well are not ways to God, but they are the ways of God. So we have at our disposal numerous means in which to receive the gift that God is giving us. Shalom has been imparted, blessed to us through Jesus, but we get to take up that gift. So for now, we're just going to pause and start inviting God to speak to us about what that means in our lives. See, each of us is different, and the amazing gift of God to us is that he has given us to his Holy Spirit to interact with us personally. So right now we have been blessed with 3 weeks of rich teaching and insight into shalom in the areas of relationship, identity, and creation. My challenge to you now is to say, what of that is speaking to your heart, not just intellectually amusing you and giving you something extra to know about? So I'm just going to pray, and in a moment John is going to lead us in worship. We're going to further posture ourselves towards God, giving greater room for him to speak to us. So Lord God, I pray to you and invite you, Holy Spirit, to be speaking to us about what it is of shalom and the message we've been hearing so far that now needs to get into our hearts and our minds and affect who we are and how we live. I give you our relationships with each other and all the people around us that we relate to, and I give you our relationship with you. I give you our identity, the way we see ourselves as individuals and as a community.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, John. I love the sentiment of that song. That's beautiful. Thank you. So we're going to start with a bit of dressing up. Uh-oh, what's Rich doing? What I would like you to do, yeah, I can see your faces again. I can see some raised eyebrows. What I would like in the chat, please, is for you to tell me what I am doing or likely to be doing if I wear certain clothes. So here I am, I've got this on. Can anyone type in the chat and tell me, what am I up to if I dress like this? What's going on? Train spotting. Thanks, Kath. Brilliant. Walking to the beacon. Going for a walk. Going out. That's fantastic. Comedy answers appreciated. I am not a train spotter. Walking in the rain. Walking in the rain. Thank you very much. Dealing. Brilliant. The best answer so far. I'm a dealer. Fantastic. Thankfully, kids will know not know what that means, but some people will know what's being said. Am I a dealer in Beacon Heath? All right, terrific. Next up, what am I doing if I'm wearing this particular item of clothing? Haven't worn this in a while, haven't needed to wear it in a while. Anyone know what I'm doing if I wear this? I can just about still do the buttons up. Going to court, excellent. Going to sell something. Being interviewed, going for a business meeting, a work meeting. I love that meeting as well. On the pull. Excellent. That's right. I'm out to catch some ladies. Terrific. That's right. This is what won me Laura's heart. That's right. That's my taking Laura out jacket. Last one then. What am I doing if I'm wearing this one? Let me see if I can get it on. Here we go. Got my jacket on. Here we are. What's going on here? What am I doing if I wear this? I've got my ISCA church badge. Football Academy. Kath knows. Football Academy. Trying to be cool. I don't have to try to do that, Richmond. That's not something I have to make an effort for. Playing golf. Okay, I'm being sporty. There we go. This is my ISCA Church Football Academy top, bought for us by Sainsbury's. Wasn't that kind of them? Being down with the kids. Yeah, that's right. Football coach. Thank you. All right, little exercise over. No more dressing up and exposing myself to abuse from the congregation. The interesting thing is, isn't it, that what we wear says something about who we are. I always know when Sue's going to work because I see her with her Sainsbury's, her purple Sainsbury's top on, and I think, God bless you, Sue, as you go and work today, or God bless you as you come home to rest from work. So here's the interesting thing, what Steve shared with us this morning. Steve shared these verses for us. And you will notice in bold all the things in there which encourage us to action. The first thing is really important. We are God's chosen people. We belong to him. This is him. But what does it say? Straight away, it says, clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Now look at all the active words in there. Bear with each other, forgive one another, put on love, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. It doesn't say the peace of Christ rules in your hearts. It says let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Be thankful, let the message of Christ dwell among you as a community. So not individually, let that message dwell amongst your community. Teach and admonish, sing to God and do everything in the name of Jesus. There is an encouragement to take on and wear what we think and believe, what we know. But hold on a minute, Rich. I'm pretty certain I saw this slide the other day come up from your wife. And surely, Rich, you and your wife don't disagree. Of course not. We never disagree. But what's this slide about? Just a few weeks ago, we saw these five ways to well-being. And we said, this is a good toolkit, but shalom is not DIY. So am I contradicting my wife? Am I disagreeing with her and now saying something different? No, I'm not. I'm saying first and foremost, we believe in Christ as cornerstone. These are good pieces of advice. They have been given to us this time by the City Council, the County Council. They carry some good ideas about how to live. And if placed in the context of Christ as cornerstone, if we acknowledge we are God's chosen people and belong to him, then things like this can be really helpful. Without them, they lack power. So instead, we have this as a response. We're invited, as Christ as our cornerstone, to then live out that life in practice. So I think this is something for us to really take hold of this morning, because it's something that I guess I'm just picking up on a little bit in conversation with some people, and maybe just noticing in some of the chat and the way we're talking about these topics, is that there can be a risk of going one or either way. We all seem alert to the fact that we don't like hearing things potentially that just tell you, you can fix yourself and you can sort yourself out and you can make yourself feel better by being mindful or eating in particular ways or conducting yourselves in particular ways in relationships. And so though, as Ellaline's pointed out, I'll touch on that in just a moment. Thanks, Ellie. What we also do though, is acknowledge that we don't want to go so far that we chuck all of that out and just say, no, I just need to know it. I just need to acknowledge that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if I just know that well enough, then everything will be okay. Do you know what I mean? Does that resonate? Sometimes I think we can fall into that trap. And one of the things we are trying to do with this series is challenge the lie that says you just have to know that. And if you want to enjoy peace, nothing else matters. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's the message of Christ. And I don't think that's what you see in the Bible. For instance, in passages like what we've just read, we are saying Christ is cornerstone and we belong to God. That is the foundation to everything. But like Ellie has just put in the chat there, it's like having a coat. You don't just buy it and look at it. You wear it, you live it out, you allow it to affect you and shape who you are and how you live today. So for us, there are things to consider. In the area of relationships, identity, and creation, there are things for us to think about today about how we want to wear the clothing of shalom God has given us. For some of us around relationships, we need to know that we may need to seek or provide forgiveness in order to grow in shalom. The active participation in shalom means forgiving someone as we have been forgiven. It might be in school for someone who's really upset you. It might be a family member who's hurt you and you've been holding on to for 10 years. That relationship affects your shalom. It might be that you need to learn or strengthen ways to relate to Jesus in prayer and Bible study and other spiritual practices. And it might be that you need to put a boundary around a relationship and actually say, there is somebody around me who's harming my shalom. Their presence affects how I live and see myself. And actually, I need to put some care around that relationship and manage it. In identity, it might be that something has to stop. It might be that you need to stop using social media. or not use it as much. I am very thankful I have a timer on my phone for my apps. And so now I just give myself 15 minutes, a maximum of 15 minutes a day on Instagram or Facebook, to ensure I just get a little bit. I like to keep up with people. I like to know what's going on, but I don't want it to rule my life. It affects my shalom when I spend more than 15 minutes on Facebook or Instagram. And it might be that you need to claim some aspects of identity in God that you're not confident in. It might be that there is a bit of head and heart work to do, and that you need to revisit Cheryl's talk on shalom, past, present and future, or Laura's talk, shalom in relationships, where they're really getting at our identity, likewise Chris's, and the impact Christ has on every area of life to understand who I am. And lastly, in creation, it might be that actually the best thing we can do to grow in shalom right now is to join in an activity to serve others. This is a massive time of need. There are going to be families and isolated older people and sick people who right now and over the coming months need our help. And the best way you can grow in shalom right now is to bless those people and serve them and care for them. It might be that you need to turn to prayer. And in your isolation, the best thing you can do is pray for shalom in a particular area of creation. Or it might be that you need to go for a walk. And again, that's where I would like to put some challenge. See, sometimes we like to get all super spiritual and say, hey, you know, you need to be pressing in further in prayer, or you just need to know Jesus more. But actually, it might be that what God really wants for me most is just to enjoy some fresh air, enjoy his beautiful creation, and get my heart rate up and care for this body of mine. Some personal testimony for me. I now know warning signs. I know that when I eat late at night, that is telling me something about my shalom. I know that when I start snacking after 9 o'clock and want that extra slice of toast, extra thick jam on, I know that right then there is something that is telling me that something's not right in me. It's normally a response to stress. It's normally an identifier that something's wrong. Now, in that instance, yes, I need to address that stress, but I also just need to not eat it. I need to leave it alone, and I need to find a better way to handle my stress. So in conclusion, as we turn now to communion, what I've tried to encourage us in this morning is that what we are pursuing in this Shalom series is something that is active and something that we take hold of and live out. It's like a gift that we enjoy and unwrap and take hold of and appreciate for all it is. It's like a brand new coat or your best work suit that you want to wear and feel really great in and remind yourself of who you are and what you're doing. It's something that's unique and personal to us, where right now this morning, God will be saying something to me that is different to you about how he wants you to appreciate and take hold of shalom. And over the coming weeks, we're going to have different chances to take hold of this. And in the new year, we'll have different chances. So this isn't something that we have to rush into. But what we are doing at this stage is laying some foundations about what we understand by shalom, but also how it affects how we live today. So I pray now, as we turn to communion with Richmond and Cheryl, may that serve to be speaking to us. And in fact, just before we do that, some of us have been making shalom shakers. And what I would like now, please, is for Matt to show us some of those shalom shakers. So if you've been making shalom shakers, would you please show them to us now and give them a great big shake? Daniel and Anna, give us a great big shake of your shalom shakers. There we go. Look at that one. Look at that, so we can see our shalom shakers. That's fantastic. Have we got any others? Oh, there we go, from the Cummings. Yeah. Fantastic. And another one. We got a red one and a blue one, shining with glitter there. Shining with glitter. And then Olfords, brilliant. Thanks, Olfords. I love that. Love the green one. Love the gold one. Look at that. That is so shiny. Thank you very much. And then we've got another one at the back there. So why don't we just pray before we go to... Can we show up the Olfords? Olfords, would you mind, as you suggested this task, and it's such a good one, Maria, would you please hold your shalom shakers up for us as we pray? There we go. Let's hold that up then. So we just take a moment to appreciate this. Let's take a moment to pray, shall we? Lord, we acknowledge that our lives can feel like these shakers. They can feel like everything is thrown around, spinning around, uncertain, unclear. Sometimes things can feel so difficult for us. And so now we seek your stillness. We seek the clothes that you want us to wear to bring greater shalom in our lives. As we look at that glitter settling and slowing, so we seek to hear your voice about how we can grow in stillness and calm and shalom with you. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Maria.